Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And you are listening to Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining us here in the studio, returning finally after a long time, is Mr. Anthony Snape. How are you, Anthony?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You seem so awake this morning. You got a lot of sleep?
I don't know what it is. It's, you know, every time I put a guitar anywhere near me, I wake up.
Okay.
So that's great. You know, I've been here jamming along with all the tunes. It's been beautiful.
Yes, I know. You've been playing along with just about everything I've played. What would you like to play for us?
Oh, let me play a song that I haven't played here. I probably played it here, like, what was it, 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So I probably played this song here about 8 years ago. So we need a refresher, I
think. Okay, here's Anthony Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise.
It's so easy to live my kind of life. You sit on the edge and watch the time fly. Don't have much to spend, but you seem to get by. You smile at the people getting on with their lives. I'm gonna sail right through there someday. 'Cause Monday won't cause me no pain. And before you are done your weekly crusade, it's sure to be Sunday again. Sunday again. Come out from your shelter, step out of your life. As I invite cycle that lets you live blind, and I'm gonna sail right through this Sunday. 'Cause Monday won't cause me no pain. And before your weekly crusade, yeah. It's sure to be Sunday again. Oh, I don't have the answers, don't live by my guide, but I found out happiness comes from inside. Just to smile, love feels so good. Why don't you try? I, say. It's sure to be Sunday again. Sunday again. Sunday again. Sunday again.
Yes. Yeah, your entourage needs to try a little harder.
Yeah, that sounds like a golf clap, really.
Yeah, I know. He just made that putt. That was very nice.
That was very good.
Very good. Anthony Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise. And before we get started, I just want to let you know that this is up on Facebook right now as a live feed. If you see it in your feed, just share it with your friends so everyone can see Anthony here this morning. So, Anthony, how you been? I mean, gosh, it's been 8 years since you've been here.
Yeah, I've been everywhere. Well, you know, we were all sort of hunkered down there for a little bit Australia. It was pretty good, actually. You know, access to beaches and stuff. So I was all good.
So you were in Australia during the pandemic.
It was an interesting time. I wrote tons of music during that time.
It was
one of those moments where you kind of all of a sudden get a bunch of time that you didn't think you were going to have.
Yeah.
And as a musician, I know that some of my friends found it a bit tough, depending on what their living situation was.
Uh-huh.
But I loved being in the studio. I mean, give me a room with no windows and some instruments, and I'll be away for a year before I won't rise unless I've got to eat, I suppose.
One thing I noticed, you started streaming a lot, streaming video online.
Yeah, I've been doing an online show ever since then, actually, doing a weekly show. It's been so much fun. It brought all of my fans from all over the world together, just as a meeting point, really. At the beginning, it was kind of to keep me sane as well as everyone else.
Yeah, sure.
And it's been a really beautiful thing. Elise Webb is actually here, who's been helping me run that show from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And she's been pretty much at every single show. We're up to like 280 shows, like over 5 years worth of consistent.
Gosh, I thought it was 270.
Yeah, you know, well, I don't know, 200 and something.
But who's counting?
Who's counting? Right? We're up to some crazy amount of time. But I mean, you would know that because you've been amazingly consistent with your show as well. Like, how many years have you been running?
Oh my gosh, this particular show has been 16 years.
Yeah,
16,
so I've,
17
I've got a
years.
Bit of catching up to do. Basically,
of course, the show was around before that too, but it's been on WHRV for about 17 years or so.
Yeah. It's such a pleasure to be able to drop in here again and see you guys again. It really is.
Yeah, and he said the right thing when we saw us. You know, you guys look so young after 8 years.
I couldn't
believe it.
He
knows just what to say. He just knows just what to say. Well, you just dropped a single, didn't you? About a month or so ago.
Yeah.
Is that true? Man's Best Friend.
Oh, yeah, the piano.
And that was kind of an interesting song. It was kind of a departure for you, wasn't it? To play this light piano and.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, I have the co-writer of that song right here as well, Belinda.
Oh, wow.
Belinda Brooks. And
so you brought your entire production staff
we're
here
all
with
here.
You.
Wow. The thing that is interesting about that song is I've been doing a thing called Your Song, where I've been opening up the opportunity for people in my, you know, in my fan base and in my circle to bring me ideas and lyrics for songs, things that they feel important or things that they really want to make into a piece of music. And that one was a lyric brought by Belinda. And at the time, before I put it down, I read through the lyric and I thought, well, this is really interesting. I didn't have a connection with it at all. Because usually if I'm writing lyrics, there's a lot of meaning behind the things that I put in. So it's interesting taking somebody else's lyric and then interpreting it. Uh-huh. So the first time that I sat down and I put a melody to that song, it felt really good, but I still didn't have a connection to it.
Uh-huh.
By the time I did a second pass on the vocal, it really connected with me. It made
There are a lot of dog references in it.
Yeah, there's it's a man's best friend. Yeah, it's yeah, it's got a little bit of, on the surface. It has all of that. But it was when I did the video clip that it really hit me. So the clip that you see on YouTube, that was the second pass of that song, and it really digs in emotionally. And once you get it, you get it. So definitely check that out.
Yeah. We're talking with Anthony Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do something else for us here?
Yeah, why not? Let me do the song that I probably played for you first, like all the years ago when I came in for the first time. Just to remind everyone where it all came from. This is the one that brought me to America. Tommy Emmanuel heard my first record, and this song was the one that made him send me an invitation to come and open for him all across America.
Okay.
I don't need to be treated this way no more. You're all I've got, but you make me feel so small. Don't you know I believe I feel you're out of faith? Yeah, it shows, and it shows. You're on frequency, I know. Where the picture comes and goes, the static in my head are the words that you once said.
I think they've been practicing.
I must have sunk the ball in that.
Anthony Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise. And I'll tell you, you still have the energy level you had 8 years ago when you were here. It's every show, isn't it?
That's great. Well, music. It, that the energy part comes from the music.
Yeah.
So it's I'm not sure if the body has the same energy, but all the it's all inside of the vibrations of the music for sure.
Yeah.
It's you can't help but you know, stand up and be in that.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned master guitarist Tommy Emmanuel. Did I see that you were just at his guitar camp?
Yeah, I was teaching songwriting at his guitar camp. Some of the most amazing guitar players were on the panel. And
this was in Nashville?
Yeah, in Nashville. So okay. It was 4 days of, if you want to talk about energy,
yeah.
Holy smokes, Tommy Emmanuel, he has so much energy. And all of the teachers at the event, there were about five of us, and we all had to keep up that pace.
Mm-hmm.
And after four days of like back-to-back teaching and sharing of information, I had these wonderful sessions with people, incredible guitar players, like virtuoso-esque players, mm-hmm. that could play all the notes but hadn't written a song yet.
Oh.
So it was really interesting to be able to pass on what I know about songwriting and connecting with an audience. And it was a really beautiful 4 days, exhausting, but an incredible 4 days. And then at the end of the 4 days, Tommy said to me, "Do you want to play the Ryman with me?"
Yeah,
I'm like,
and you appeared with him at the Ryman.
Yeah. It was an amazing show. It was my first time at the Ryman on stage. I'd been at the Ryman many times before. In fact, I was there for when Tommy played the Ryman for the first time.
Uh-huh.
We joked about it backstage. Actually, I had an old Toyota Camry that after his big show at the Ryman, his first show, I pulled around the corner and picked him up in my old Camry and then took him home. It was like, where's the Rolls Royce? Like, seriously, what happened?
I had a conversation with Tommy once before. I did an interview with him. I've done an interview with him quite a few times, but I had this interview with him, and he had just put out this really beautiful album. I can't remember the name of it right offhand, but I said, "So how long did it take you to record that album, Tommy?" And he says, "Oh, it took about 45 minutes." And I went, 45 minutes to do that? He says, "Oh, yeah, you know, I'm ready to go as soon as I get into the studio." And I just rip right through the pieces. That's what I do. And
yeah,
it was amazing, amazing album, and did it in 45 minutes. Amazing.
Yeah, I've been at a few of those sessions where he's been laying down tracks for new albums, and everybody has to be ready, because I tell you what, if the studio isn't ready, or the mics aren't set up, or the things aren't ready to go, the energy that he brings in, and like when he walks into the studio, he's been, you know, practicing for the last, you know, 5 hours before he steps in the door. So when he's ready to, when he steps in the door, he's ready to go.
Yeah.
He's got all the tone, ready.
Yeah. He doesn't waste any of that time in the studio.
There's no wasted time, that's for sure.
Well, it must be an electric thing to be on the stage with him.
It is. It always is. He's such a beautiful performer and incredible human. But as an accompanist, so as a singer, when Tommy Emmanuel's playing with you, every single note he's playing is to help the melody.
Mm.
And so he never overplays past, you know, if you're a singer on stage with him, he's playing every single right note that will make the melody sing and soar. It's one of the most amazing experiences.
Yeah. Well, what we've been seeing here today is you're quite a guitarist yourself. How much would you say per day do you devote to playing the guitar?
Not enough? Yeah, not enough.
How much? Just give me a
I'm only playing
ballpark.
when I'm performing. I actually don't practice enough, anywhere near enough, actually, compared to many other guitar players that I know. I'm playing by ear all of the time, and it's always in the moment, performing, and I find it really difficult to practice sometimes, which is not a good – so if there's any great, you know, guitarists out there learning, please – practicing is actually what makes you really great. And I've seen it over and over again with some of those virtuoso young players that are at all the Tommy shows. You don't get good unless you practice.
Okay. We're talking with Anthony Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, I'd like to play – I think I'll play Elise's favorite song. Oh. Since she's here.
And what is this song?
Still Not Over Yet.
Anthony Snape here on 100 Sunrise.
Another lonely night at home. No one knocking at my door. Yet I hear your voice echo down the hall. So I answer to your call, but there's no one there at all. No, then I realize it's just me and these four walls. Yeah. Oh, still not over. Still not over you. Do 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 do. No, no. Oh yeah, yeah. All right. Ooh. Oh. I pace up and down the room, 'cause there's nothing else to do. I'd put a movie on, that's what you used to do. Oh, oh yeah, oh, still not over, still not over you. Yeah. Your last words hanging in my head. Was I the only one to regret what was said? Same. By day I'm free, but my nights are haunted by your memory. Yeah. Whoa. Still not over. Still not over you. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Anthony.
Thank you.
Anthony Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Oh, we got hooting and hollering happening. Oh, there you go.
Now, now you have about four albums, correct? Is that correct? Full-length records? Studio
I've
record?
I've got six.
Six.
Some of them are not available on streaming.
Well, I was about to bring up that you have a website where you can go to get your records, right?
Yeah, that's right. So anthonysnape.com is okay. Where you've got to be. Also, if you want to find out about your song, if you have something that you want to write about and it hasn't turned into a song yet or you'd like for that to happen, I can do that sort of thing. So just jump on my website, anthonysnape.com, and you can find out all about that.
Now, how do they sign up for your stream? Because it seems like your streaming is a big part of what you do.
Yeah, just sign up to all of the things. So if you're on Facebook, follow me on Facebook. YouTube is the place to be, really.
Yeah.
If you go to my website, anthonysnape.com, the links will be there.
Okay. Well, Anthony, I really appreciate you doing this today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It's such a pleasure to be here. Well, I love playing live. I love playing live on radio. Especially.
Well, it's always fun to see you. And you, as I said earlier in the interview, you've just got the energy. You just pick up everybody here on a Sunday morning,
yeah,
and that's wonderful.
That's the whole point, right?
That's what it's about.
Yeah.